Hello, this is Mike Adams, the creator of the song I Want My Bailout Money. Thanks for listening. This is the audio commentary section about the song. I was getting a lot of questions from people who wanted to know more about this song, how it was created, why it was created, whether it was really me singing the song, and things like that. So I decided to create this for you. Well, the first question is why? I've been a journalist for many, many years. I'm the creator of naturalnews.com and best known as an author or writer. I've written a lot of books and special reports, and I've done hundreds of interviews with physicians and authors and naturopathic practitioners over the years, and that's what I'm really best known for. But as this financial crisis has unfolded in America, I decided to get a lot more involved in speaking out about the injustices that I see with the fiscal policy happening at the highest levels in America. Because, you know, the American people are really being robbed. I mean, this is a massive theft that's taking place. When the Fed prints $1 trillion and they hand it out to their rich banker friends and they don't even disclose who they gave the money to, it is like being mugged, except they don't put a gun to your head. They just take the spending power right out of your pocket and right out of your bank account. And this is a crime taking place. And I could not stay silent on that. And I actually took a lot of heat from people. I mean, people were emailing me and saying, you shouldn't talk about money, you shouldn't talk about finance, you should focus only on health. And I said, you know what? I'm not just focusing on one thing. My mission is to empower people with knowledge that they need to survive and thrive in modern society. Most of that has to do with health, but it also has to do with their wealth and their money. Because, you know, if you're penniless and broke, how are you supposed to buy organic foods or nutritional supplements or even take care of your health? How are you supposed to buy health insurance if you're broke and jobless? And yet that's what the policies in this country are doing, is pushing people towards being bankrupt. And it's happening consciously. It's being engineered, masterminded by these people at the top. And I could not stay silent about that issue, not in my articles, nor with this music. I had to speak out. So that's why I decided to write this song and release it for free so that everyone can share it. You can put it on your website. You can burn it to a CD and give it to a friend. It's free to use for any non-commercial use. So feel free to share it, and I hope you enjoy it. Now, in terms of producing the music, a lot of people were surprised to see me do this kind of project. They're saying, well, wait a minute. Number one, how are you writing this music? You know, how are you performing this? We didn't know that you could do this kind of thing, or that you were even interested in doing it. You know, why and how and all that. Well, here's the short answer. I've actually been into music since I was a kid. I was trained on piano and percussion since a very young age, 5 and a half, 6 years old. I was actually taking lessons in music, and I was a music composer for many, many years. In fact, in college, I composed music for theatrical productions, and I created several musical albums. It was all kind of free form, more like new agey kind of music. Back when Enya was a big deal, I was writing music that was very much in that kind of style. And it was great practice. Nothing ever happened with it professionally because, you know, it's really hard to make money in music, even though it's a great form of expression. But I found that those skills came in really handy now, today, in 2009, when I decided to write this song. All those skills came back. So I was able to do the vocals and do the editing. I knew how to mix music. And I actually produced this entire song. I kid you not, I did this entire song sitting at my desk. Well, standing and moving around a lot sometimes, but it was done at my desk, in my house, in a room in my house. I mean, I did this on a laptop. I just used the microphone that I use for radio shows, and I got some audio editing software, and I licensed all the different beats that you hear in the background. You know, you can pay a fee and you can buy all these different beats, and you mix them together the way you want it, so you're arranging the song. Then I wrote the lyrics, which took several weeks, and I recorded the whole song, and which also took a lot of time, because, you know, performing this stuff, it takes a lot of energy, and you have recording mistakes, you have to go back and correct things. Then you got to do the background vocals, and then you have to do all the reverb effects, and all this kind of stuff. And there are harmonies in this song, too, that took a lot of effort. So it did take a considerable amount of time, but not very much money. I think I did this whole thing for under $500 total cost, and most of that was for the software. So, you know, if you really want to, you can produce your own music on a low budget, which actually is very important to the point of this song. You see, our government and our nation has forgotten how to do anything on a budget. You know, in fact, Obama's in the White House right now, and I'm glad Bush is out of the White House, but Obama, he thinks that the way to solve this problem is to spend our way out of debt. Now, just that phrase should drive you crazy. It doesn't make any sense. How do you spend your way out of a spending problem? You know, it doesn't make any sense. Ron Paul made a lot of sense talking about the financial situation in America, getting us back to a gold standard, getting rid of the Federal Reserve and letting the people have control over their own money once again. And I agree with those principles very strongly. And I'm very skeptical of anyone who thinks that we can spend our way out of a debt problem. The problem is the spending. And what we need to be doing is actually saving money and teaching people how to save money rather than running around and spending money to, quote, help the economy. You don't help the economy by going broke. You help the economy by saving money. And that's a message that needs to be stated very publicly, very loudly, and very confidently in America today. Now, another question I've been asked on this is why the hip-hop genre? Why did you choose to do this, and how did you choose to do this in hip-hop? The answer is that I believe hip-hop music is the poetry of our time. I mean, this is where you find the truth about issues, in the lyrics of the hip-hop artists. And frankly, I think hip-hop doesn't get enough credit in society today. Hip-hop music moves you. That's why people dance to it. People get up, they get inspired, they get emotionally involved in that music. That's why it's the perfect medium to get across a very impassioned message, something that comes from the heart, something that is something you truly believe in that is based on authenticity and not just some, you know, mathematical music theory equations like you might find in classical music. Hip-hop is the art form of modern society in which the storytelling happens, the truth-telling happens, the truth is revealed in hip-hop. For example, if you want to find out the truth about issues like, say, police brutality, you know, you're not going to get that in the mainstream media. You're not going to get that in a book somewhere, in a library. You're going to find the truth about that in hip-hop music. That's where the lyrics are raw and authentic and in your face, you know. This is the art form that I think we need more of in America. And sure, you know, a lot of hip-hop artists spend their time singing about sex and partying and drugs and violence and whatever. And, you know, that's fine. That's their own expression. I support free expression. For my songs, I wanted to focus on these important social issues. I'm not doing this for entertainment. And obviously, I'm not doing it for money because the song is being given away. I'm doing it to send a message, to help get this message out to people. The important message is that we are about to lose our nation. We're about to lose our financial future if we don't make some changes. And we're all being screwed over by these rich, powerful elite running Wall Street and running Washington and running the Fed. And if we don't take our power back, we may not have a nation to even argue about. I mean, this situation is getting so unbelievably bad. When Obama said that we're going to have years of trillion-dollar deficits, I don't think the reality of that statement has really sunk into the minds of most people. They don't really understand what that means. You know, $1.2 trillion deficit, that is almost the entire GDP of the nation of Canada. And that's how much we're going to go into debt every year in America for the next few years. How do we get out of that? Well, I don't think we can if we keep spending like this. In fact, it is mathematically impossible to reverse this situation by spending more money. Literally impossible. So we've got to get a message out there. And the point of my music is to communicate to people, not to just entertain them, not to just make money off of it, but rather to inform people with an important message. And that's where all of my music is going, by the way. I have another song on the way. It's about psychiatric medications. It's coming out very, very soon. A song following that is about health freedom. Another one's about pharmaceutical companies. I've got a number of songs in the works right now, the same kind of style, hip-hop style. They're going to be coming out. You'll see them on naturalnews.com, and you'll be able to download those as well. And by the way, if you want to be informed about those, if you'd like to know when those are launched, just subscribe. There's a subscription box on the top right-hand corner of this page. Just enter your email address there, click the registration button, and you'll be subscribed to my email newsletter. You can unsubscribe at any time. I don't sell your email addresses. I respect your privacy, and you'll get articles from me about a lot of topics, you know, health, freedom. I'll have articles on monetary policy. I've been writing articles for years, and I tend to produce one article every weekday, sometimes two a day. But you'll get a lot of articles from me, and hopefully you'll find them interesting and informative. And finally here, I want to add this, that, you know, a lot of artists do music, and it's separate from what they believe. You know, they have this public image that's artificial. They have, everything is shaped and engineered for them. And I just want to send this message that everything you see from me is 100% genuine. I'm not acting the part of someone who feels passionate about monetary policy or natural health or freedom. This is what I believe. This is what I live every single day. For example, the album cover that you see on this page, the album's called Beyond All Reason. That album cover, you know, like what I'm wearing and where I'm sitting and that whole scene, that's me every single day. I actually walk my dog out by that area where you see that graffiti, and this is actually a ravine in the desert, and this is where I am every single day. Those are the clothes I wear every single day. I didn't have to put on something special to create this image. This is how I live, and this is what I believe. And I've been called an advocate of the people, a consumer health advocate. I'm against big controlling corporations. I'm against all the intellectual property laws that corporations use to control the people. I'm against genetically modified foods. I'm against patenting genes and seeds and medicines. I'm against a DRM protection on music, in fact. What I support is open source information, freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of religion. These are the kinds of things that I support. And I'm a big supporter of the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which of course is all about freedom. And as a result, my belief in these freedoms and in the Constitution I've discovered makes me a, quote, radical. Yeah, I'm radical in society today for believing in the United States Constitution and believing that, for example, the Fourth Amendment actually should be respected, or the First Amendment, or even the Second Amendment. I'm labeled a radical for believing these things that, of course, to me are common sense. You know, of course we should have free speech in our society. Of course we should have an honest money supply that's owned and controlled by the people, not some private corporation called the Federal Reserve. You know, the Fed isn't even part of the federal government. I hope you already know that. Of course, we should have a choice in our healthcare options. We should be able to choose natural health remedies and have those covered by insurance or covered by Medicare or Medicaid. We should be able to say no to mandatory vaccinations without being imprisoned by health authorities. And that's happening in America today. You can read about that on my website. Look at the article about vaccination in Maryland, for example, where they threatened parents with arrest if they didn't subject their children to these mandatory vaccination policies. So if you believe in freedom, if you truly believe in freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom of thought and free expression, and if you believe in the rights of the people to control their own futures, then you'll find that you agree with my message. You agree with what I'm saying. The only people who are opponents of what I'm saying are those who have their egos or careers or finances invested in the pharmaceutical companies, or invested in the power institutions in Washington, or invested in systems of control over the people. Those are the opponents who are against everything that I have to say, because I stand for individual personal freedom, liberty for individuals, not just in this nation, but everywhere in the world. And I want to be very clear about what I do stand for and what I don't stand for. I stand for freedom, individual liberty, honest money system, free choice in health, and the ability to speak your mind in whatever way you choose in modern society. And I'm against violence. So I'm against violent rallies. I'm against war. I'm against the use of violence to resolve conflict. And so I want to be very clear about that, that when I say free speech, I'm not talking about violent rallies. But most of the violence in the rallies is actually caused by the law enforcement officials, not by the protesters. You know, in America today, we have free speech zones. And if you step outside of the zone, then you're arrested. Well, that's not free speech. If you're in a zone, that's controlled speech. That's censored speech. And it's just one of the many signs that America is heading down the wrong path today. Anyway, I could talk a lot more about freedom of thought, about philosophy in modern society, but I'll leave that to the articles on Natural News. I hope you enjoyed this commentary. Thanks for listening to my song, I Want My Bailout Money. The next song coming out is about psychiatric medications, so get ready for that song. It's going to kick ass. You will love it. It'll be added to my album, Beyond All Reason, which will then have two songs on it. Yeah, the album's actually being released one song at a time. And feel free to spread the word on this. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your comments and for your patience. And thanks for allowing me the opportunity to serve you and to serve your interests. I am here volunteering my time. I'm not paid by Natural News. I'm not paid, even though I'm the director of the Consumer Wellness Center, which is a nonprofit based on nutrition. You know, I don't make money doing this, but I do perform a mission, and it does give me the honor of being able to serve the people and help them be empowered and be informed so they can stand up against all these crooks in Washington and Wall Street that are trying to take over our country and empty everybody's pockets. Thank you for allowing me to serve this function on your behalf. Take care of yourself, okay? This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for Natural News, talking about I Want My Bailout Money from the album Beyond All Reason. I want my bailout money. Sweet green cash just dripping with honey. Gotta keep this economy running. I need another hit of my bailout money. Look at the stash, it's like a mad dash.